Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
All right, so I was a little surprised. You said that you're sad that crews have started removing the hundreds of New York State interstate highway tourism signs.
Yeah, they gave me New York pride.
Those ones that the federal government said Cuomo illegally installed.
Yeah.
The one that they said was dangerous because they had a lot of text on there and people were reading them and getting in accidents. Those ones?
Well, that's maybe the one. Don't get distracted when you're driving.
The State Department of Transportation said yesterday that the agency and Thruway Authority began removing the signs located along the Thruway and other state highways. The state began installing the 500-plus signs in groups of five several years ago, despite being told by federal officials they didn't comply with U.S. regulations regarding highway signage.
Oh, jeez.
DOT officials say under an agreement with the Federal Highway Administration, the first sign in each group will remain with modifications, while the next four in each group will be relocated to service areas, welcome centers, and state-owned facilities.
How?
So there you go.
How?
There goes your pride.
Is this any different from a billboard or any other kind of sign when you see, like, oh, rest stop 10 miles with, like, all the different restaurants?
And there's,
like,
a huge difference. Ooh. Have you seen these signs?
Yeah, I've seen them.
There's a ton of text on there. There's actually, there's a call to action to, like, download the app.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of dumb in that instance, since we're trying to cut down on using your phone while driving.
A lot of billboards have, like, text, though. I don't get that. Okay, well, anyway.
It's also not a billboard. It's from the state where they're supposed to keep us safe.
Most of us have been a victim to obnoxious robocalls, and if it seems like you're getting more of them than ever, it's because you are. Despite mounting lawsuits and millions of dollars in penalties against them, robocalls have significantly increased in recent years. One private call blocking app provider clocks them at around 147 million per day. Per day in the U.S. Part of the reason for the spike is the ease with which someone can become a robocaller in the first place. The technology is widely available and easy to learn and use. That and the low cost of doing business. It's very, very low. So a robocaller might only pay a fraction of a penny per minute.
Here's the thing. Who is falling for this garbage?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
Well, what's sad is that the people that are falling for it are probably, you know, it's probably older people. They don't know that it's a robocaller.
Sure. I guess.
Sad.
Maybe. A girl went viral on Twitter this week after she was caught on camera appearing to shut down a creepy old dude who appeared to be hitting on her at an election night party. The young woman could be seen putting her hand up to the guy's face, mouthing bye-bye, and walking away. Ellie Delgado came forward the next day and tweeted, "It's just my dad talking about a woman he wants to date."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Delgado and her dad were at a victory party for the veteran Dan Crenshaw, who became, of course, famous over the weekend when Pete Davidson mocked him on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this really speaks to kind of where we are in society, that everyone assumed it was a creepy old dude hitting on her.
Yeah.
And I saw very little people being like, it's just her dad.
Well, right, because you wouldn't assume that.
Why? He's dad age for her.
Oh, is he dad age?
Yes, he's older.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
When I said he was old.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez.
This is something my mom has talked about for years, and I always kind of thought she was just, you know, being excessive about cleaning. But cleaning your shower head periodically is very important. As usual, mother knows best. Researchers at the University of Colorado in Boulder have discovered that shower heads are home to a considerable presence of mycobacteria, which put you at risk for serious lung infections. The bacteria form colonies and thrive in water, so of course the showerhead is perfect place. Many non-tuberculosis mycobacteria are harmless, but some are pathogens that infect the lungs and are an increasing threat to the public. In fact, New York State was among the just a few states and areas where there were more of these harmful bacteria found. And in these regions like Florida, New York, and Southern California, the number of lung diseases caused by this type of bacteria is particularly high. So this is kind of crazy. I never knew that shower heads were a threat. But yeah, experts recommend...
Is there anything you can't fearmonger?
It's true. I'm sorry. Sorry it comes up in my newsfeed. Experts recommend cleaning your shower head every week or two with a disinfectant that contains ammonia to be sure you kill all the germs nesting in there. Or every time you clean your bathroom, include your shower head. My mom, personally, she uses Lime Away spray. So you just spray it on and let it sit. But otherwise, you're literally bathing in mycobacteria. That's gross.
Ugh. Coming up next hour in the feed, this is an all-time low in the U.S. for cigarette smoking. How far has it dropped to? And how's that compared from just a few years ago? I'll let you know about that. Plus the good news regarding Demi Lovato, which certainly we've been hoping to hear some of that.
Waiting and hoping.
Coming up in about an hour. Up next, though, I need to get a decision on this one. Savage or Sensible? I see some more text coming through.
Uh-huh.
And I think it seems to me, Whitney, it's beginning to be a bit of a shift. So I'm having an engagement party coming up next weekend, and I did not invite my boss. And Whitney says I'm going to get fired, and he's really upset, and now he's sick today because of it.
He's sick because he's so sad and broken.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know if we're going to be able to get him on the line. I hope he has the strength.
Well, if he's not feeling well, I don't want to bug him.
Well, I do, because I want him to speak for himself.
Who's the real Savage in this one?
Well, no, I think you need to hear how hurt he is.
Savage or Sensible, 222-9800, the Club PXY Save text line, 69822. We'll find out next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.